Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Thank You Jesus with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Lord, let us lift our voices to God Almighty. May our praise, may our voice reach the heavens on this blessed day. Welcome to Thank You Jesus with Mika. I'm Mika. Hallelujah. And it is nothing but by the grace of the Lord that we are here on this Sunday, August 30th, 2020 in the 6 p.m. Pacific time evening. Hallelujah. It is by the grace of God. If you are here under the sound of my voice, it is by the grace of God. It is because God drew you to this moment. Hallelujah. It is because Reboki Andarabashi Andarabosoya, the Almighty One, the Almighty One is not done with you. It is because the Almighty, glorious Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, the first and the last, the one who is, who was, who is to come, Roboshiti Andarabosoya, has a plan for you, has his hand on you, wants to encourage you, revive you, resuscitate you, console you. Hallelujah. Rebo Kandarabashia, give you his peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. I want to let you know on this day that you are blessed. Come into the house to thank you, Jesus. Come into the house to thank you, Jesus. Come into the house to thank you, Jesus. You are blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Woo! Can we just do 30 seconds of praise? Amen. Can we just step out of everything that's going on right now? Can we step out of our feelings? Give our best in this moment. Amen. Oh, I'm reminded right now, God just gave me the analogy, like how when you're working out and your personal trainer says, give me one more. And you're like, I'm tired, or I don't have enough energy, or I don't know if I can do it. And it's just that push up. Just give me one more. Can you just give me 30 seconds of praise? Listen, hallelujah. I can't see you in the natural. I can't hear you right now in the natural, but guess who can see you? But guess who can hear you? But guess who's the one who's asking for some praise? It is God Almighty, is the Lord, is Yahweh, is Elohim, our creator. It is El Shaddai, the Almighty One. Let us give 30 seconds right now, because he sees. Hallelujah. And it's going to him, and he hears. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We exalt you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord loves when we're obedient. Amen. I know I was obedient for those 30 seconds. Were you sitting in a place of obedience for those 30 seconds? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I come on this blessed day. I come on this blessed day. Amen. I come to bring the good news of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I come to bring the good news on this day. Yes. The Holy Spirit said there's a lot of news, amen, out there right now. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of news, amen, in society that's being released. There's a lot of news coming from within your homes. There's a lot of news coming from yourself. Amen. There's a lot of news coming from your finances. Hallelujah. There's a lot of news. Amen. Amen. The government and politics. There's a lot of news. Even from entertainment, there's a lot of news. There's a lot of news, and there's a lot of negative news, and there's a lot of bad news, and there's a lot of unfortunate news. Amen, somebody. And there's a lot of sad news. Hallelujah. And there's news that you don't want to hear, and then there's news that you do want to hear. Amen. Hallelujah. And that news leaves you feeling a certain type of way. Well, on this day, God says he's coming to bring the good news. I have come to bring the good news. Amen. The good news that changed our life. The good news that helps us walk through the valley of the shadow of death. The good news, amen, that brings peace in the midst of the storm. The good news, hallelujah, of Jesus, who quiets the seas, hallelujah, who rebukes the wind. I come to bring the good news of Christ, who laid down his life that you may have a life more abundant. I come to bring the good news that Jesus, level so to the end, took your sins, that we may receive the very nature and promises of God. I come to bring the good news of Jesus Christ, amen, who shed his blood, that we will be cleansed. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus, for the blood, for your blood, hallelujah. I come to bring the good news of Jesus Christ, who is the light, who is the light in our darkness, hallelujah, who is the light in the dark places, hallelujah, who is the light, oh yes, hallelujah, this is the time that we cleave to God, hallelujah, this is a time, amen, that we cling to him, hallelujah. Ooh, yes, yes, for he is the one who irons out and shuts up the turbulence and quiets the turbulence in our lives, in our hearts, in our minds, in our bodies, in our accounts, our bank accounts, hallelujah, in the workplace, hallelujah, in the home, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus is the answer on this day. And on this day, Jesus, he says, prayer and miracles. Prayer and miracles. Hallelujah. I want somebody to scream like me right now. I want you to scream. Amen. I want you to shout to prayer and miracles. Hallelujah. Rabashiki and Rabosoya. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prayer and miracles. Can we go to 2 Chronicles chapter 7? Amen. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verses 12 through 16 is what we will be chewing on. It's what we will be eating on this day, in this evening meal. Thank you, Jesus, for our spiritual meal. Thank you for the spiritual meal, amen, for nourishing where we will be nourished, amen, where we will be strengthened, where we will be energized, amen, where we will just receive a freshness, amen, hallelujah, that we didn't think that we can have in such a situation, amen. Prayer and miracles is what it is. Yeah. Ooh, you better sing, Mika. Prayer and miracles. Yes, is what it is. Yeah. Can you say that? Prayer and miracles is what it is. Yeah. Hallelujah. Second Chronicles 7. Chapter 7, verses 12 through 16. And I thank you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord. And I thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for filling this space. Filling this space. Listen, the peace of God is here right now. The peace of God is here right now. And it may be a lot happening. Amen. And it may be hard for you right now to just step away from all the thoughts in your head and what's going on and what you just heard and how you're feeling. It may be hard. Amen. But I challenge you on this blessed now to push. To try. To step away from it all in this moment. In this moment. I challenge you in this moment. No, the Holy Spirit challenges you in this moment to trust Him and leave it, abort it, ignore it all. All of it, that this moment is His, given the Lord Christ Jesus, you're undivided. Turn off the TV. Step away from the people. Go out of the room where everybody is. Don't just listen, passively listen, but no, really partake in this time. Really worship Him in this time. Right now, we are in a form of worship. Give Him a full step. Nothing else matters. Nothing else. No one else matters. I challenge you. Give the Lord your best right now. It's easy. It's easy to treat it passively as just listening. Oh, let me hear, or let me come into, thank you, Jesus. Whatever your motives or reasonings for coming, it's easy just to be like, oh, let me see. Let me see what she's saying. Let me see. It maybe even come with judgment. With skepticism, with whatever. No, I challenge you in this moment to see Christ, to know that it's nothing but the Lord that called me to this moment, to sit with Him. I challenge you to even ignore me. Let me become visible. Let Mika become invisible. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for getting us together in this moment. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We repent of our sins. We humble ourselves to you. We reverence you. We exalt you. Purify our hearts. Create in us a new heart, a right spirit. Bathe us. Give us a spiritual bath this evening. From the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet. So that we can be ready. So that we are ready for what you are speaking to us. For what you are doing in our lives. It's the same way that we have to get ready for bed and by taking a shower, brushing your teeth, doing whatever you have to do to get ready for bed. Get ready for it to go to work. You get ready. Let us get ready. The body of Christ must get ready for the coming of the Lord. Get ready. Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verses 12 through 16. I'm reading from the New Living Translation on this blessed now. Then one night, the Lord appeared to Solomon and said, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this temple as the place for making sacrifices. At times, I might shut up the heavens so that no rain falls, or command grasshoppers to devour your crops, or send plagues among you. Then will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land. My eyes will be open and my ears attentive to every prayer made in this place. For I have chosen this temple and set it apart to be holy, a place where my name will be honored forever. I will always watch over it, for it is dear to my heart. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your word. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for teaching us, for leading us, for guiding us. For maintaining the purity of this time, we decreased, that you will be exalted, Lord God Almighty, and that the reception is clear, that we hear, and not only do we hear, but we do boldly. In Jesus' name, prayer and miracles. Prayer and miracles is what God is saying in this now. Amen. Going into this month of September, going into this new season, prayer and miracles. Hallelujah. Prayer and miracles. Notice. We have two things. We have prayer and miracles. Who is doing the prayer? We are. Who is doing the miracles? God is. God says prayer and miracles. In that moment, it is the Holy Spirit saying we're walking hand in hand with God. We need to be walking hand in hand with God. We need to be a man connected to God. We need to be plugged in to God in this now, in this season that is upon us. We are entering a new season. Amen. We are entering into a new season. Hallelujah. Spiritually and naturally. Supernaturally, you are entering into a new season. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Spiritually, you are entering into a new season. And God says prayer and miracles. Shatarabosiki Andrea. On one side, amen, it's a command for us. It's a duty for us. And on the other end is God saying, this is what I'm doing. Amen. Hallelujah. So as we read in the text, God says, in this place, amen, my ears will be open. Hallelujah. My ears will be open. To this place. My eyes open to this place. Somebody say open. Mm-hmm. God is attentive to us in this in this place of prayer, as we attend to him, amen, he will be attentive to us, amen. Hallelujah, someone. I want to point out, amen, for a second. I want to highlight the text. In this passage, well, before we get to the scriptures that we just read, amen, we have Solomon, the king, who, if you turn back a chapter in chapter 6, he has released praise to the Lord, amen. He has released praise. He has released prayer, a prayer of dedication for the temple that God instructed him to build, amen. And so now they're in the completion of it, and he prays. He prays for the dedication of it, amen. He prays that the place, this place of worship, speaking of the temple, that God will hear, amen. That as long as the people come and repent of their sins, that God will hear and God will answer, and that this will be a place of answers. That this will be a place of God's glory. That this will be a place of God's miracles, that this will be a place where God is visible. Hallelujah. Rabba Shiki Andara Yarabo Soya. Oh, it is time for us to establish such a place, that we be such a place. Amen. Because if I am not mistaken, and I know that I'm not, in 2 Corinthians 6 and 16, it speaks to us being the temple of the living God. Somebody say, I am the temple of the living God. Mm-hmm. And if you are the temple of the living God, what are you dedicated to? What are you dedicating yourself to? Amen. Are you dedicating yourself to God? Hallelujah. Or dedicating yourself to the world? Amen. Are you dedicating yourself to the lies and the deceit of the enemy? Amen. Of the reality of the situation? Or are you dedicating yourself, hallelujah, to the truth of God Almighty, who is the truth? He is the truth. Amen. He is the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Solomon, the reason why I want to highlight it, because I want us to see the activity of Solomon. So we see praise, amen. In chapter 6, we see where he praised the Lord. We see where he prayed to the Lord to dedicate this temple, amen. Not only did God instruct him to do it, but he didn't take that for granted, where he's like, okay, I did it now, okay, moving forward. No, it's a worship. Amen. It's a reverence in God, that everything I do, Lord God, that you are pleased with it. Does it meet your satisfaction? Mm-hmm. When dedication is setting apart, setting something apart, a place, an object or a person for an exclusive purpose. Amen. Hallelujah, someone. Excuse me. So here we see that Solomon followed the instructions constructed the temple. And now he's setting it to God, putting it back to him. Amen. As a place to worship. As a place to worship. So now we have praise, we have prayer, we have worship. What is God saying? What is the Holy Spirit saying, even in this now? That is the activity that we must engage in. More than anything else. More than anything else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, someone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we see a man. We see that even as we arrive at the text that we just read in verse 12, how it says, then one night the Lord appeared to Solomon. The Lord is now responding to Solomon. The Lord is now responding to the prayer of Solomon. He is now responding to the praise of Solomon. He is now responding to the worship of Solomon. And the Bible says, then one night. I want you to know, hallelujah, that as you engage in prayer to the Lord, amen, as you engage in praise and worship to the Lord, he will respond, amen, and get ready because he is responding, but he is responding supernaturally, and he is responding extravagantly, and he is responding, hallelujah, in the fullness, hallelujah, of his glory. He is responding. He is meeting you in that place of pain. He is meeting you in the place of lack. He is meeting you in the place of dryness. He is meeting you right where you are. Yes, this is true. And the Bible says where we picked up in 2 Chronicles 7 and verse 12, it says, then one night, then one night, the Lord appeared to Solomon and said, allow me to this moment to send you the news that your night has arrived. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm talking about the night that when Jesus appears. In this specific text, amen, the time came where God appeared. God responded. The fact that it says then one night, it leads me to believe, and it's open to reveal that it wasn't immediate after Solomon's prayer. It wasn't immediate after Solomon's praise or his worship. Then one night, maybe months, maybe years. Has it been months? Has it been years that you are waiting, have been waiting? You've been praying and you've been praying. But God sent me to tell you that then one night has arrived. Your time has arrived. Your night in which he appears to you, in which he shows up and speaks, amen, to you, the instruction, and speaks to you, the answer, and speaks to you, the way. Hallelujah, your night has arrived. Amen, somebody, amen. Oh, and not only did he send me to tell you that your night has arrived, he has sent me to tell you, amen, that this September month is your night. And again, I'm speaking of the night when God appears in this specific text. Amen. When God showed up, hallelujah, to Solomon. And he says, hallelujah, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this temple as a place for making sacrifices. Let's stop there. Because God says that he has heard your prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. He has heard. He has heard your prayer, and he has chosen some things to release to you. He has heard your prayer, and he has chosen some people, Allah Basaya, and he has chosen a person, hallelujah, and he has chosen a specific job, and he is that's in your purpose. Amen. He has chosen. And so it's this thing of what has God chosen for you? What has God, amen, what has he had chosen, Amen. Because when we pray, amen, and God comes, he doesn't always come. He doesn't come, amen, to our standards. And a lot of times our standards are less than, are less. And God has more and greater. And he knows who he made you to be. And he knows who he needs to connect you to. Amen. So he's answering. He's answering. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's answering. And it's what he has chosen, and you're about to see what God has chosen, and you're about to see what God has, who God has called you to be, and you're about to see what God has in store for you, and you're about to see the purpose that God has for you, and you're about to see, and you're about to see, and you're about to see the miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says something that God caused, the Holy Spirit caused me to put a pin in. And he says, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this temple as a place of making sacrifices. And the Holy Spirit says, to ask, what sacrifices are you making for Christ? What sacrifices is he asking you to make? Amen. And I know that in Romans 12, hallelujah, it says that we are to present our bodies a living sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. Why? Listen, hold on a second. I want to pull it up so we can read it, so we can lay our eyes on it and read. Amen. It's nothing like reading the word. I'm pulling it up now. I'm pulling it up now. Thank you, Jesus. Here we go. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So we see that one, we are to present our bodies as the living sacrifice, amen. That the sinful nature, amen, and that fleshly nature don't interfere and distract us from fulfilling the will of God, from walking in the will of God. Hallelujah. That disobedient, rebellious nature, amen, doesn't, amen, that murmuring, complaining, grumbling nature doesn't keep us out of that place of overflow. Hallelujah, somebody. That fearful nature doesn't keep us from conquering and possessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, someone. That lebokondaria, talking like the world, acting like the world, perceiving like the world, interpreting like the world, doesn't interfere and distract us and stop us from receiving, hallelujah, the inheritance that God has for us. Hallelujah. So on this day, what sacrifices? Maybe sacrifices in your day, just with your time. Hallelujah, someone. Ah, maybe it's stepping away from some folks, sacrificing that way, sacrificing in what you put in your mouth and what you put in your ears and what you allowed in your eyesight. What sacrifices? But listen, I know that if God is having me to bring this up, he's already been nudging you and speaking to you about some things that need to change. Oh, lebakia terabo shia terabo. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Then God says, at times I might shut up the heavens so that no rain falls, or command grasshoppers to devour your crops, or send plagues among you. Then if my people who are called by my name, he had me to stop there. Then if my people who are called by my name. And then I saw, like, being in a crowd and somebody calls your name, amen, who are called by your name. And amen, and your name, I want to tell you that your name is Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to tell you that your name is blessed. I want to tell you that your name is favor. I want to tell you that your name is handsome. I want to tell you that your name is beautiful. I want to tell you that your name is bold. I want to tell you that your name is courageous. I want to tell you that your name is strength. I want to tell you that your name is joy, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The Lord wants to tell you that your name is restoration. The Lord wants to tell you that your name is head and not tail. Your name is special one. That your name is a treasure. That your name is the apple of his eye. That your name is beloved. See, we got to stop responding to things that is not in our character. But we got to be in God to know who we are. Hallelujah. Oh, if somebody, if I'm out in the streets, if I'm out at the mall or wherever and somebody calls me Rebecca, I'm not going to respond, for that is not my name. And so if somebody, just like, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, if somebody calls you dummy, ain't no need for you to go off and get mad at them, because that's not your name. If somebody says Rebecca, I'm just going to keep moving. I'm going to keep walking. I'm not even going to respond to them. I'm not even going to turn my head and look. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We got to stop being so easily offended when somebody is speaking to us, especially if they speak in nonsense. Yes. If somebody calls you ugly, I'm not even responding. That ain't who I am. Somebody calls you poor. Amen. But listen, sometimes it's not somebody. Maybe it's coming from your own mind. Maybe it's a whisper from the enemy. Maybe it's something from your past, that's something that happened in your childhood that's been with you. Maybe it's an experience. Maybe it's from you haven't been able to forgive yourself or haven't been able to forgive that person. And so maybe it's not just a physical person. Amen. Maybe it's a piece of paper that reminds you of a misstep or a mistake. But that's not who you are. God says that's not who you are. So he says, if my people who are called by my name, in this season we are called by his name, and you got to know what you got to know him in his name to be able to respond. Because he's calling you out of your comfort zone. He's calling you into something you ain't never did before. He's calling you into something you didn't even know that you had the ability to do. Hallelujah. He's calling Allah. But here we go again. It's something for us to do, right? So you see the responsibilities he's given us. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, one, humble yourself. Two, pray. Three, seek my face. Four, turn from your wicked ways. We have four things to do in this season. Somebody say prayer and miracles. Yeah, yeah. I'm called by his name, so I'm taking on his responsibilities. Amen. I'm going to do what he says. I'm called by his name, so I got to humble myself. And that means sometimes being quiet when you may even think you're right. Sometimes that just means shutting up, period. Having nothing to say and just listening. humble myself. I must humble myself. Lord, may you show us how and what areas we need to humble ourselves. Two, pray. This is a time, and in the month of September, God has called prayer. He has called it a time of prayer. Pray. I'm praying, Lord. Committing to praying. Seeking his face. As we enter into this place of praying, seeking his face. I'm seeking your face. I'm seeking your face. I'm seeking your face. Where are you? You in this worship service? Where are you? Thank you, Jesus. At 6 p.m. LA Talk Radio, I'm there. Seeking his face, reading the Bible, seeking his face, fasting, seeking his face, praising, seeking his face, worshiping, seeking his face, sitting in silence and meditating in him, on his word, seeking his face, fellowship, being like equally yoked, being connected with those, amen, that are like-minded. Hallelujah. And turning from my wicked ways. Amen. Listen, those wicked ways may be selfish ways. It may not take out the word wicked. It may be selfish. Amen. Turning away from those angry ways. Amen. Turning away from those bitter ways. Turning away from those unforgiving ways. Turning away from those ways of holding a record of wrongdoings. Those ways may be turning away from worldly ways, from fleshly ways, from those drinking ways, from those smoking ways. Turning away. You know what those ways are. The Bible talks about when we are if we are a friend of the world, we are an enemy to God. We are friend to God, we are enemy to the world. Turning away from those things that don't please him. In this, I challenge you that in this time, turning away from that wrong way of speaking, that perverse way of speaking, because you feel like it. Turning away from what you feel like and what you don't feel like. Turning away. I'm going to turn away from that stuff in these next 30 days, in this next month, the rest of August and September, specifically September. He says, you do that, then you are going to hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and I will restore your land, and my eyes will be open, and his ears attentive to every prayer made in this place. Amen. Establish your place that you dedicate to the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me just say, because we said prayer and miracles. I'm going to share a little bit of what God spoke to me about September. September is a month of miracles. Someone say M-O-M, month of miracles. Mom, call your mom. Love on your mom. Be good to people. Love on the people. Month is a month when God will exalt you. As we humble ourselves, he will exalt. Amen. He said it's a month of exaltation. It's a month of miracles, a month of millions, a month of marriage, a month, amen, of divine favor and protection. It's a month of a new beginning, a month of fruit, productivity in life, a month of wisdom being poured out generously. Hallelujah. In the month of September, it's the first month of a new season. It's the first month of autumn. And in autumn is when the leaves fall, right? Leaves fall in the autumn. And God says miracles are falling. They're falling out. And this is with a out of nowhere. This is with the out of the blue. This is with Lebakan. Greater than what you even imagine. Amen. In what area? Your business in what area? The marketplace in what area? Your ministry in what area? Your love life in what area? Your marriage in what area? Your children in what area? Your family in what area? Your living condition in what area? Your income? Hallelujah. Karaboshia, increase the income. Thank you, Jesus. In what area? Hallelujah. In what area? Karaboshia andarabasaya. God has it covered. He's releasing creative flow, causing things to flow. In what area? In your body, in what area? Your mind, in what area? Hallelujah. God said it's like a menu of needs. Amen. There's like a menu of needs. Some just need, like, Lord, I just want some comfort. I just want some peace. Hallelujah. Some is crying for a financial miracle. Some is crying for a restorative miracle. Some is crying for a marital blessing, a marital miracle. Some is calling for a miracle within their purpose. I just don't know what it is, why I'm on this earth, what you have me to do. Oh, Lebosadia, some is calling for a miracle that removed those obstacles and mountains. God is doing exceedingly abundantly above all you can ever ask, think, or imagine in this time. Let us celebrate the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us celebrate the Lord. Hallelujah. Karaboshiki andedabosondorobasaya. For you are called by his name. He has you in the palm of his hand. He has you in the palm of your hand, and you will not remain. You will not remain in this stuck place, stagnant place, this place called pit. You will not remain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rebo shiki andaraya. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the miracles. We thank you for prayer and miracles as we humble, as we seek, as we pray, as we turn away and turn to you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. May the Lord bless you. Hallelujah. Listen, we just got some little thank you, Jesus, business to handle. God had me write it down because, y'all, I be forgetting. If you desire prayer, if you desire just to reach out to me for any reason, you can email me at thankyoujesuswithmika@gmail.com. thankyoujesuswithmika@gmail.com. If you so desire to give into this rich soil, if the Holy Spirit is nudging you to give to this ministry, to sponsor this ministry, you can email me about it, or you can Venmo me at Thank You Jesus with Mika, or Cash App Thank You Jesus Mika. So the Cash App is Thank You Jesus Mika. The Venmo is Thank You Jesus with Mika. Or just email me, thankyoujesuswithmika@gmail.com, for anything. Amen. And the Lord will meet you in that place. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Vesh Merecha. Ya'er Adonai Panavelecha Vikoneka. Yisa Adonai Panavelecha Veyasem Lecha. Shalom. God bless you. May this week, amen, be supernatural. May this week be miraculous. May this week be healthy. May this week, hallelujah, be pain-free. May this week be a week of protection. May this week be accident-free. May this week be covered in the blood of Jesus. May this week, hallelujah, be riddled with miracles. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, God bless you. Shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.